Mr. Bob Trotter's advice on cabinets. Our partner in Tucson from California Closets. He was actually at a closet convention. Did you know there's closet conventions? It was in Scottsdale this week. I didn't get any details. I haven't heard back from Bob. I called him to find out what exactly is at a closet convention. But they had one. I'm sure it's a lot of products and new storage and best practice and stuff like that. But we'll get an update on the closet convention here shortly for y'all. And don't install the cabinets to the ground that in the garage. When you step into the garage, you're stepping down. There's a reason for that, especially when there's water that will happen from time to time. A garage breaks. It's a bad idea. Have them either on legs, or they do have ones that are strong enough that you can mount to the wall so you can sweep underneath it, clean underneath it. But you've got that big garage door, a lot of debris that can blow in and out. Don't put your cabinets to the floor. And on the design, there is a much different approach you have to take to garage cabinets than interior cabinets, just because of the material you're putting in there, the products. You've got sporting equipment. The sizes are different. What you're opening it and your demands are a lot different. So make sure you work with somebody that is familiar with it from the, you've got tools, bikes, all your sporting good stuff. Kids are probably going to be in and out of that one a lot more, so you want to make sure they're extremely durable. So you can find the rest at rosieonthehouse.com. Just click on our blog. It is our article for today. Next week, what is next week? I don't remember. But we'll be here Saturday, 7 to 11, every Saturday morning here at Rosie on the House. Go through a couple of our listener questions. We had Susan write in and was concerned about nail pops in her home. It was built in 92, and she's starting to see nail heads over the last 7 years pop through the drywall. And that's one of the reasons, Susan, we are huge advocates of masonry walls. And when it comes to drywall, instead of nails, screws. I mean, it's the amount of work you have to do in a wood-framed home to ensure absolute quality. I don't understand why someone doesn't look at it and say, "Man, let's stack some bricks, because that's going to be a heck of a lot better." The moisture content of the wood when it was delivered. How long the wood's been on the yard? Was it covered? Was it uncovered? When we build a wood-framed home and they're putting a tile roof on it, they have to leave the tiles, they stack it on the roof for at least a month, if I remember right, so that the wood settles, because it has to get used to the weight of the tile roof. If they put it on and then stuccoed it, they were having so many problems with the stucco cracking as the wood's shifting, because it's getting used to the weight, that just became practice. You had to leave your concrete tile stacked up there. So obviously that's not going to help in your case. It's not practical to bulldoze the home and start over with masonry. But it's just, if you're looking at building a home, to not go masonry is just not a smart decision. But the good news for you, it's mainly an aesthetic based on the picture that you sent. The nails aren't coming out of the drywall. There's just popping over the heads from the wood shifting inside and the nails moving out a little bit. I mean, if the nails were coming out, you'd have a problem, but this is just an aesthetic problem. You can patch it, and it'll just be a something you have to do to maintain. If you're worried about it and you want to have somebody look at it, there are foundation specialists that will have engineers that they can refer you to that can come out and give you that assurance that there's nothing structurally wrong with your house. If you look in the foundation category at Rosie on the House, you will find Arizona Ramjack and Arizona Foundation Solutions, which is actually the answer to our next caller, who has a brick home built in 47 near Thomas and the 51. They're doing some remodeling. They've got the floors ripped up, and there's cracks all over the concrete. which is not uncommon. All concrete will crack. And they said they had their foundation looked at, and they said it was fine. Well, foundation can be separate from your concrete floor surface. And what we see a lot is heaving being more of the problem. Your foundation could be fine, but there could be heaving in areas or settling underneath different aspects of your floor that has created the concrete to settle. If it's not load-bearing, then obviously there's no foundation problem that we've had. Chances are you're going to be able to, again, have a foundation specialist look at it, confirm it's in good condition. And then at that point, we just put a new coat. It's a very thin product that we put on top that gives us a cement that gives us a new surface to work with. There's a lot of them have polymer included in it. It makes it bond very good to the existing concrete, and that gives us a brand new surface to now work with on whatever decorative concrete finish we want to do. I love it. I love decorative concrete finishes. It's something that's very durable, very easy to clean. And when I built my home, I didn't put any flooring in it. It's 100% decorative concrete, wall to wall. Even the patios were decorative stamped wood finish, so I don't have to ever worry about flooring. I just get the wax out from time to time and give it a nice new polish. And about every few years, you got to reseal it to keep it good. And then if you ever get tired of the finished look, if it's not color and that you pigmented into the concrete, if it's a topical application, you can do a chemical treatment, remove it all, and put a brand new finish down. And it's, in my book, the way to go. And then if you're looking for that carpet feel, just get area rugs. And then at times you can have those rolled up, take them to cleaners, and bring them back. And it's, again, that is my preferred method. Instead of putting in a flooring surface, you know, is only going to be temporary. Now, maybe 25 years, maybe 50 years, you get out of it, sure. You know, I just have that very long-term mindset. When I get done with my project, I want to know I have as little possible maintenance as can be, because I don't like to spend a lot of time at home working on home improvement projects. I like to be home with the family. I like to be home and enjoy the time and not have a huge honey-do list. I think we got time for one more email here. Rob was still on the flooring topic, as I just bashed types of flooring he's putting in. Pergo flooring, and he's got the tack strips from the carpet, and he's worried about creating damage because there's post-tension slab, which means there's cables that are set in the concrete. But Rob, the tack strip, the nails they use for the tack strips are so small, you will get a little popping around the nail heads. Not going to be a problem with the post-tension. You have to get down to the wires and cut it. And that takes a lot more than just pulling out nail heads. So you're fine there. Join us next Saturday here at Rosie on the House, 7 o'clock sharp. Until then, it's rosieonthehouse.com for any questions about your house, home, castle, or cabin. What a wonderful world.